So how's your leg? How's your knee feeling?
It's just feeling good. I'm glad to be back out here with the team. You know, I've been around these guys for about a year or so, so it feels good to play with them and take what I'm learning in the meeting room out here to the field.
I would guess it's not quite 100%.
You know, I'm doing my best I can to be 100%, and I'm doing as much as I can, as much as they're allowing me to do out here. And, you know, when I'm out here, I feel like I'm putting good work and getting better.
It's obviously been quite a journey the last year and a half. How do you characterize, how do you sum up what's gone on in your career since, you know, about a year and a half ago?
You know, it was pretty crazy at first how everything went down. And, you know, I was very thankful to enter the league and be with a great organization like the Giants. And, you know, I'm putting that behind me. And I'm very excited about being here. I've loved being here for the last year or so. And now I'm finally ready to, you know, help put it together and help this team do whatever they ask of me to win some games.
Is there danger trying to do too much when you get back out there? I mean, wanting to kind of get back into it as fast as possible and kind of having to hold yourself back?
They're not having me do full, I'm not like full go of the whole practice. It's not like they're just turning me the wuss. I talk with the trainers and the coaches, and they all tell me what, you know, I'm limited to do and what they think I'm going to be able to do, and we just gradually improve from there every week to week and day to day.
What are these OTAs like for you? Like you said, you've been in the system, so what are you trying to get out of these?
I'm just, you know, every night I'm studying the playbook and make sure the mental aspect of the game is the easy part. I'm just trying to get out here and feel comfortable again running around and playing with guys I haven't played with, and playing against defensive guys I've only played against a couple times. But just trying to get on the same page as the rest of my teammates is, I think, a huge thing.
Perfect. Thank you.
Between Eli and
to have the background with the offense that you had a chance to sort of watch and learn, my opinion, you know, here and do it. You know, does that help?
I think it helps tremendously. You know, my first year I was in practice squad in New York, and I had a chance to study that offense for like a year, then came out next year and played. It's kind of like same thing here. You know, I was watching all last year and just looking over the playbook and mainly doing rehab, but I got a sense of what the offense is about, and now with these OTAs and our meeting sessions, it's really helped a lot.
It's a fun offense. Tight ends, I would imagine they use a lot of them, a lot of different roles.
I mean, yeah, we have a lot of good tight ends on the roster, and they use them quite a bit. I'm just trying to help us win whatever they ask me to do, whether it's block, run, pass, or pass protection.
How similar or different are Eli and Tom?
I mean, I don't know. They're both great quarterbacks, and I'm just thankful enough to be here and play with Tom, and I think me and Tom are trying to get on the same page with a lot of things.
It's basically about a year now since they picked you up. It was an odd transition at first because it seemed like it was an unexpected move. Do you fully identify with being a Patriot now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the first couple of days was kind of shocking and abrupt. You know, I heard, and the next morning I was on the plane to Boston, so that was pretty crazy, but yeah, I'm absolutely a Patriot through and through. And I enjoy being here. I enjoy being around the coaches, and everybody's great. And I'm just looking forward to get back on the field and be 100%.
Obviously, with a player like Rob Gronkowski, and I was away, so sorry if somebody already asked this, but Rob has been an outstanding tight end, a similar role that you'll probably assume now. How much do you work together with him now, even as he's in a rehab situation?
I'm not really sure what Rob's rehab situation is, but when he was in the meeting rooms, he was very helpful and would, you know, give us advice. And, you know, we'd obviously watch him play. I watched him play all last year, so I learned quite a bit from him, just how he play, like gets open and asking for pointers and stuff. But I'd say we're pretty similar, but, you know, Rob's, I'd say, faster than me, but I think we could play a similar role.
You better dancer?
Huh?
Are you a better dancer?
I have no idea.
Are you expecting to go unclaimed for, you know, it was probably surprising for the Patriots for obvious reasons, but just were you expecting in general to just revert back into reserve and become a Giant again?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they told me would happen, but they didn't think anybody would claim me, and it did. And, you know, I'm happy it was in a great organization like the Patriots. You know, I'm happy to be here. I like it. I like the area. I love the organization. So, you know, that's the past, and just looking forward from now.